Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a My Lowe's Rewards or a My Lowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. There's a slowdown on I-235 South heading on to K-96 East, starting at 37th Street. Give yourself 5 extra minutes to move through the area. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather. Good morning. A mostly cloudy start to our Monday. Will turn mostly sunny, also breezy. Northwest winds 10 to 20 and gusty. All of that in a high of 75. Clouds return tonight. North winds and 45 is the low. Decreasing clouds but cool on Tuesday. High 66. We'll keep it in the 60s on Wednesday. Small chance of rain showing up on Thursday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Wherever you go, take us along. Listen to our live stream and never miss a thing. Listen in an Uber. Listen in your favorite restroom stall. Listen when you're making fudge. And you know how much you love fudge. Wherever you go, take us along. Listen to our live stream on the free iHeartRadio app.
Oh, okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. Thanks to Crestview Country Club for being a great supporter of the program. I appreciate the golf that they provide us here, 36 holes. And after all that rain on, what was that, Saturday evening, that place is going to be beautiful right now. Get out to Crestview. Check out all the great golf, but it's more than golf. The Great Pool will open about a month from now. I know my family's counting down the days for that. They cannot wait to get out to that pool. They're there all summer long. Great restaurant, great bar, great tennis facility. It's where my wife is a lot of the time, just rocking and rolling tennis. Even with that baby belly, Paul, she's still out there rocking and rolling.
Yes.
And that's and cool. We love it. Our family loves it. Give Crestview a call. Take a tour. Tell them we sent you here from Sports Daily. Let's talk some baseball, Paul.
Let's do it.
The Royals did what we wanted them to do. Now, it was in dramatic fashion last night. They come all the way back after being down 6-0. Lane Thomas with the game-winning home run. Jack Caglione with the game-tying home run. Hey, McQuattraro! Jack Caglione can hit left-handed pitching. Can we please stop taking Jack Caglione out of the lineup? Please stop. You called the kid up too early. You did that because you think he's got a chance to be a star in this league. Stop sitting him down. Play him every day. Isaac Collins does not need to get at bats at the expense of Jack Caglione. Goodness gracious. Gets the pinch hit home run to tie it. Lane Thomas, the game-winning home run. And by the way, they would have lost. They were down one when he hit that home run. Just a fantastic the kind of win, Paul, you don't like them to go that way, but boy, when they do, it can change everything.
Yeah.
The Royals are only 11-17, so I don't want to overreact to anything, but they did sweep the series. And here's what's wild, Paul. You're 11-17 right now. You're only 3.5 games back in the division.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
You're 3.5 games back in the division. That's it.
That's it.
They went into this deal 5.5. They made up 2 games since we last talked. They play Cleveland in a series starting next week, a week from today. They get 4 games against Cleveland, 3 against Detroit, 7 straight games. That opportunity to right it all is there. But what you can't do is screw it up with a really tough West Coast road trip this week.
Mm-hmm.
The Royals got the A's. They've got the Mariners this week. 2 good teams. The A's have been better than expected. You know, you got to get through this. We got to split these games, I think, is a fine goal here. Split these games. You can get to 3-3 over these 6. Then you come back home for just a massive early season week against Cleveland and Detroit. But they're playing better, Paul. Finally playing better.
It's amazing to me because I think to myself, where was I this time last week? I mean, we were sitting on, I mean, the Royals are sitting there on 7 wins. They're one of the worst teams in the NFL. And by the way, isn't it interesting? When you look at today's standings, there's only 2 teams that have not hit double digits on the win column. That'd be Philadelphia and that'd be New York Mets. One of those teams is the second highest payroll in all of baseball.
Philly's probably top 6.
And Philly is right up there. You're exactly right. And there's a little bit of satisfaction in that. But that without, you know, I don't want to wallow in anybody else's misery. I don't want to do that. But I look at Kansas City, and once you start getting this lineup doing what it's supposed to do, Bobby Witt, you know, 2 hits, Pascatino, a hit at 3 bats and a home run. I mean, this team is and Salvi, you know,
Salvi had a good weekend.
Yeah, 5 at bats, 1 hit, 1 RBI. You need that stuff. These are the guys that when they start paying off and they start playing and they start producing the way we know they're capable of doing, this is a different baseball team. This team this weekend was a different baseball team than it has been over the course of the last few weeks. Different team.
It has been. In a week span, you went from one of the absolute worst offenses in baseball last Monday, April 20th. That night, and these aren't all wins and losses. I'm just going to give you their run totals. 5, 6, 6, 6, 12, 11. The offense has woken up now. Mm-hmm. So, boom, the offense is awake. Clearly.
Those are playoff numbers, my friend. Go ahead.
When everybody's going at the same time, mm-hmm. this ought to be one of the more dynamic and dangerous offenses in baseball. That is, if we can, you know, have the best players play every day. You know, that'd be one way. If I were the manager, Paul, I'd probably play my best players every day. That's just me. I'm crazy.
Right.
But they've got a chance to be really, really good.
Uh-huh.
And they haven't been for a long time, not just this year. They've underachieved as an offense since the middle part of 2024 when they made the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we're seeing some signs there. Now you've got to have it kind of all come together a little bit.
Right.
The bullpen's going to be a problem. I don't know that there is a short-term answer to the woes of the bullpen. They got to get healthy is probably the short-term answer.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Schreiber being bad and Estevez being hurt has really, really hurt this team. So we'll see. Urcig has been kind of settling back into that closer's role nicely, but they got to be able to get him the ball. The starting pitching will be probably the biggest difference over the next couple of weeks we see, assuming the offense, you know, stays awake, right?
Mm-hmm.
Assuming the offense stays awake, probably we're going to sit here and say, okay, it's going to be this starting pitching, which for a few years now has been the thing you felt the best about. But Bubich, you know, had a rocky outing his last time. Waka had a rocky outing his last time. Cameron had a rocky outing his last time. Cole Reagans was fantastic in his last start over the weekend, which is incredible news. But Seth Lugo wasn't very good yesterday at all. So that's where I think we'll look at this week. If they can get those starters locked back in a little bit, it looks like the offense has woken up. But there is a danger out there, I think, Paul, of like just when you get the offense going, the pitching starts to fall apart. You know, so the starting pitching, because I think the bullpen's going to be a problem for a little while, but the starting pitching shouldn't be. You know, do they hold up? Do they replicate last year? I told you at the beginning of the season, I didn't think they were going to be able to do that, but I also thought the offense was going to be a lot better. Mm-hmm. It hadn't been until last week, and last week the offense was great, had a great week. I mean, they score. I bet you, and I don't have it in front of me. I'd be surprised if there were any offenses in baseball over the course of the games they played last week that collectively scored more runs than the Royals did. They'll at least be way up there.
Right.
And that's, you know, it's a streaky offense, all of those things, but now's the time to streak. These next 2 weeks are huge for a team that put themselves in such a big hole to start it.
Right.
And that is still six games under 500. That's what's wild. Like, I want to paint this nice picture for everybody. They're six games below 500. Even if they wanted to get to 500 this year, we'd tell you, well, they got to finish the year six games above 500 to do that, which is what in baseball? What is six games over 500? 84 wins?
83? No.
84 wins, yeah, I think is six games over 500. Okay? So that means they got to get to six games over 500. To get to 84 wins, they got to be 12 games over 500 the rest of the way. This is the kind of thing I think that's important to do over the stretch here to keep things in a good perspective. In order for the Royals to play that level of baseball, we're going to have to see a lot more consistency out of this team, Paul, because that's what they face now. Mm-hmm. And I don't think 84 wins, by the way, is getting you into the playoffs. So really, it's got to be, you know, 86, 88, something like that. This team's going to have to be really good now the rest of the way if they're going to get into this thing.
Right.
Unless the AL Central for some reason is bad and you can have a, you know, 83, 84 win total get you there, it's almost certainly not going to be the case. You're going to have to finish the season as one of the better teams in baseball after the hole they put themselves in April. Mm-hmm. And we're not even through April yet. So, no. You know, we'll see. But as of today on April 27th.
But you're exactly right when you say that series with Detroit, that series with Cleveland, both those coming up in the next week or so, those are kind of like, really, I hate to say this early in the season, we're still in April, for goodness sakes, but I hate to say it, but boy, I'll tell you, those are so important. Those are really important to this baseball team. And if, let's say in September, we're on the radio together again and we're talking about the Royals and we go, Jacob, you remember that conversation we had last April when the Royals swept the Angels in late April? And how important was that? And I know what you're going to say. That made the season. If this team goes on to success, figures things out, offense stays clicking, the bullpen hangs in, starting pitching hangs in, and gets better, and you have this kind of offense, it's going to be a good baseball team. And it's all going to come back to this series we just saw. How big was this series? This could be one of the key series of, say, the last few years for Kansas City baseball, couldn't it? Could be.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's always hard to think about and talk about baseball that way. Yeah. Especially in May.
But where were the Royals? But, where were they before this series?
But you have to start somewhere. And yeah, the problem for them is going to be, we look at four games against Cleveland coming up and it's barely May.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, man, you gotta do well in that series. Like, they're so lucky to only be 3.5 games out right now.
Right.
And the other, look, the other side of this is to say forget everything else that's happened.
Yeah.
Right? Just forget all of it. You start from zero today, and you're 3.5 games back. okay, that's not that big a deal, right? Everybody be like, all right, that's fine. There's still, you know, God, 130 games to play this year. Okay, yeah, no piece of cake. 130 games to make up 3.5 games. And so that's where you take the optimistic side if you're a Royals fan. If you're trying to, like, when you think about it in the bigger terms of, yeah, they're only 3.5 games back. Let me start that over. If you think of it as they're only 3.5 games back, yeah, they got a great chance to do this thing. And they do. But when you think about it as they were 6 games under 500 in April. And if we look at the history of where teams need to be to make the playoffs, that means they got to win a ton of games down the stretch to make the playoffs. The problem is, and that's probably the more correct way to look at it, because you have to just go back and think about, okay, there's more than just the Royals at play here. Somebody's going to finish with a bunch of wins. You know, like the chances that you could play as poorly as they have and still only be 3.5 games under 500 are almost a zero. If they did this exact same thing in May, let's say they end April, Paul, 3.5 games under 500. If they play the exact same level of baseball in May, they're going to be a whole lot more than 3.5 games out of first place in the division. They're going to be more than 7 games out of first place in the division.
That's exactly right. No, you're right.
Somebody's going to win a bunch of games, right? Somebody in the division's going to get hot and take off of this thing. So because these teams, you know, Cleveland, Detroit, Kansas City are all talented rosters. Somebody's going to go win the games. Optimistic take, why not the Royals? And look, I'm good with that. I'm an optimist, especially when it comes to baseball. But the realistic take is now they have to go be so much better than what they were to get where they ultimately need to be. Can they do that? Good signs from the offense, not just in a series against the Angels, but in 2 back-to-back series, they scored a ton of runs. They've got to get their starting pitching settled back in a little bit, because if that, you know, you combine those 2 things, it'll cover up the deficiencies that I don't think they can make up for right now in the bullpen. They should have been able to hit better. They should be able to get more starting pitching than they have probably over the last week. Those 2 things, I think they're talented enough to do. You look at the bullpen, Paul. I'm not going to sit here and say, well, they should be a lot better in the back end of the bullpen, because I don't think that's true. I'm fine with Ursig. I'm fine with Daniel Lynch. And that ends there. Everybody else is just like, okay,
like
you guys going to be a little dicey. Right. What does that mean? It means have more than a 1-run lead after the 7th inning if you can, because hold on to your butts when the bullpen has to get in there.
Right. Boy, how would you like to be on Sports Talk Radio in Los Angeles and your team happens to be the Angels and you're sitting there, well, after that 3-game series in Kansas City, look at what we've done. I mean, we went from a team that was almost 500 and now we're 5 games back and
yeah, there's nobody great in the American League.
This doesn't
right
seem to
now,
be.
Maybe the Yankees.
Well,
the
and
Yankees
even that, I mean, they're okay, but they're not. They're not.
They're 8 games over 500.
All right.
It's the 2nd or 3rd best run differential in all of baseball.
All right.
They're really good right now. Okay. That doesn't affect the Royals in any way. Whatever the Yankees do, who cares, right? Unless they're playing them. Because if the Yankees win that division, the Royals aren't competing with them for a wild card anyway. So who cares? You look all across the American League, outside of the Yankees, Paul, everybody either has a negative run differential or you're looking at Texas's 8 runs
right
positive. Seattle's 6 runs positive. The Tigers are 10.
Right.
Like nobody appears to be very good in the American League right now. The best timing ever for the Royals to have this phenomenon. Best timing ever for the Royals.
Right.
It has allowed them to play so poorly in April and still sit there 6 games under 500 today and say, we're only 3.5 games back. And we're about to play Cleveland for 4 games. That's insane.
It is.
I mean, it is. What a weird American League so far through the first month of the
right
season.
How lucky are you to be a member of the American League in a league
you're lucky.
It's so mediocre. It's mediocre that you can't even put a picture on it, because this kind of league, you can be mediocre yourself and get into the playoffs.
Not. I don't think that'll be the case at the end, though.
Well, somebody's going to step.
Mediocrity's going to carry through 162.
No, it won't. There's going to be three. In fact, there's going to be three or four teams that are spread out across the whole thing. That's going to end up, finding their feet and getting into an understanding.
Now, can the Royals be one of those teams?
That is a good question.
I think that they can.
That's a good. That is the question.
But again, as much as I do, and I think most Royals fans would tell you,
right.
I mean, I think Royals fans are trying to be realistic with this and say, God, the chances are so unlikely after that kind of start.
Well, I see that.
But would also say, this is a really talented roster, though.
That's right.
So, you got two competing things. Like, you haven't seen them play well enough for long enough. But at the same time, you're 3.5 games back. Okay, this team's good enough to make up a 3.5 game deficit. They only have 5 months to do it. They just got to play better consistently. And we'll see. They get the day off today. Kind of wish they didn't have one. It's one of those where you're like, man, boy, I wish they didn't have the day off. They just scored, 7-8 runs a game for a week. Don't take the day off now, but they got to get out west and play. The A's and the Mariners, both 500-ish teams sitting there.
Not bad.
Look around the rest of the sports world. Maybe Paul has NBA playoff thoughts. I was distracted by baseball and the draft. We'll come back and talk about it and others next.
This is Sports Radio KFH.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.